Roger, Roger, Roger. Roger, Roger, Roger.
That's my pillow, you fucking cunt.
Roger, Roger, Roger. Episode 29. This is New Orleans. Kyle's asleep. Logan's asleep. Steven's asleep. I'm with Zach. I'm with Tyler. I'm with Corey. I'm with Cooper. And Landon chooses to be a retard. Excuse my language. But other than that, it is 2:53 in the morning, and we're live. Episode 29, as I said. So, anything you guys want to say? Anything you guys want to say?
Hey,
we're live.
This is Tyler Rich.
Just want to say what's up to the Harry Dank Show. I wish the best to Harry Dank, and I'm happy to be on the show.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
I want to get Lane and Harrison fucking.
Shut up. Yeah. Shut up, motherfucker.
You're on air.
Okay, hi. How's it going? We just got home.
You got anything you want to say, Zach?
Very fun weekend.
Say it again?
Very fun weekend.
Why was it fun, Zach?
Because all my friends were here.
And we had fun.
Yeah.
So you live in Louisiana, and you wanted to come here?
Yeah, because everybody was here, so I was down. Everybody was here, so I was down to come down and check out. Never been in New Orleans, and then we got fucked up. Harrison was greased. Everybody got greased up, honestly. Was greasy.
Yeah, let me add on to what he said. Yo, let me just say, New Orleans is a very unique city. It's our first time going here. They want to emphasize how, you know, like with Austin, Texas, they're like, keep Austin weird, keep Austin weird. I think New Orleans, like from my experience, I'm live. Okay. I think New Orleans is the weirdest city in all of United States of America. The most comfortable slash weirdest city. Markedness. I'm not marked. I never felt threatened.
He's marked.
I never felt.
Corey, you're definitely marked.
The dude to come up and start talking about nothing. I said, nope.
Corey's getting
going. Yeah.
Like, we're not no suckers. I'm not street dumb. You know, if I can.
Send a picture of me.
I got you. Corey, we're live, Corey. Speaking of that, Corey, you got anything to say, Corey?
Yeah, speaking of Corey.
You've been playing Call of Duty Black Ops. Black Ops what?
Cold War.
You got anything to say? Do you like New Orleans?
This is yours. Yeah, it's fun. I've had fun. Tonight was lit. Kyle got pretty bad.
Why was it lit in your experience?
Oh, my God.
Why was it lit?
I mean...
Bro, Kyle got fucking slapped by a pair of triple G's.
I don't think Kyle's a hoe. I'll be on Team Kyle.
You ever seen a guy getting knocked out by titties before? That happened tonight. Live on Bourbon Street.
Live on Bourbon Street. I'm not going to lie. Bourbon Street was equivalent to 6th Street, but
live
I think...
Bourbon Street.
What, times 100?
Times a million.
Yo, Bourbon Street, greased up. Hand grenades. Palomas, hand grenades, margaritas, Abita, local beer,
Yinglings,
Miller Lights. A lot of people asking if we want cocaine, which I've done cocaine in the past, but I don't want to do cocaine anymore.
Fall for somebody.
Go in there, Tyler.
Let me talk to the masses and say, I was ignorant in the fact that I did not know what. Where did your shoes? Or where'd you get your shoes come from? So anyone out there, anybody listening out there, sorry, I've been drinking a little bit tonight. We've had a good time. We're a little,
great weekend.
So what is the famous expression, Harrison?
Famous expression from what I've seen, from what I watch on the YouTube videos from the do's and don'ts. There's a lot of hustlers out there that come up to you and they have the audacity to say, where did you get your shoes? And then you reciprocate from that question and say, well, I got my shoes from such and such. And then they say, no, you got your shoes in New Orleans, so you owe me $10 or such and such amount of money, which makes no sense at all. And you just look at them and you're like, are you fucking stupid or are you stupid? Because at the end of the day, I feel like I'm not extremely street smart, but you know, I've been to enough places to be like, you know, you're a hustler, you're a scammer, and at the end of the day, you're bullshitting us.
Yeah. Long story short, met a guy named Maddie, M-A-D-I.
Yeah, I mean,
he asked me that question. I've never heard.
Guy's name should be Maddie. Listen, to the girl that I bought a Tito and soda from Mobile, Alabama. You know, I spent $15. I spent $15 for your Tito's and soda, and a frat guy who congratulated me for pulling you. You started making out with him. So fuck him and fuck you, Maddie. But yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that.
Fuck you, Maddie. From the whole squad, anyways. But yeah, I pretty much tonight, Maddie asked me where'd I get those shoes. But you know, being a nice Southern Texas boy,
right?
I don't know anything better than that. So I say, okay, I got them here. Blah blah blah. And he said, I'll take you to where I can get those shoes. I said, no, I don't think so. This is in Dallas, Texas. So yeah, Harry had to let me know. He's trying to run me for my shoes, but he didn't know we were 15 deep.
Yo,
one guy versus 15 guys.
Anything you guys want to say about Kyle?
Oh,
in terms
Kyle,
of his bachelor's party?
First of all, Kyle lost his mind. It was pretty ridiculous. I saw this guy trip onto what he calls a foot trap on a stair and almost broke his foot.
Wow.
He was wobbling everywhere.
Yeah.
He got almost knocked out by titties.
Yeah, no,
I've never
epic.
Seen a guy dazed from titties. Dude. Yeah, so Harry, I'll let you take over. This is your show, buddy. Thank you for having me on this, Tyler Rich. Yeah. I'll be here all night. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for contributing, Tyler. For Corey, Cooper, and Zach, you guys have to contribute as much in the level that Tyler has spoke as well. But let me just say, here you go.
I'll contribute right now. This fool thinks he's the ultimate leader. He's the gorilla glue that keeps us going in the same direction. I swear to God, this guy lets everybody get lost. Okay?
People choose to be lost. People choose to be self-destructive.
I mean, people don't choose to be self-destructive. You're 25 years old, but Harry will point out the self-destruction.
25. You're in New Orleans.
Listen to me. You know, majority of us wanted to go back to Bourbon Street. You got something to say?
Let's be honest.
You got something to say?
Wayne is not the dude to walk on his nose.
If you're going to talk, talk in the mic. Talk in the mic.
So he's pretty much built like a walking Q-tip.
Who are you talking about?
Landon. Okay. And he's going to leave the security of the group to go on his own. And I won't steal your shoes, but if I was going to, I'd steal his. You know what I'm saying?
They're like size 8. I mean, yeah, I don't know who can actually wear those.
Why do you think he does that?
Because he's stupid. I don't know. Honestly, he's not a dumb guy. He just does dumb shit sometimes.
So he chooses to be stupid?
Yeah. He's getting what? That's like, I hope he's getting pressed
by fucking Leonard Fournette's aunt down there going, why the hell are you in here lately?
Yeah, shout out to Leonard
Fournette. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, we are in New Orleans, and we're actually in Leonard Fournette's aunt's Airbnb.
Yes, her property.
Shout out Playoff Lenny. Shout out Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
This is Tyler Rich. Shout out Tom Brady.
Yeah.
August 3rd. They don't know about that.
Yeah. Yo. Exactly. Shout out to Tom Brady. You know.
Fuck the Saints.
I'm not gonna say fuck the Saints, but
shout out
to New Orleans.
I'm just joking.
It's one of the most distinct cities I've been to. Very greased, very gritty, very different.
This guy's taking off his pants over here.
Zach's taking off his, you know, he's in his boxers. Shout out to Tulane University and Loyola University. I'm fucking greased right now, fam. But we never got to Madison.
Magazine
Street. Yeah, we are. You know, French. Yeah, locals go there. We're on Frenchman Street. We're hovering around Frenchman Street like crazy. A lot of beautiful older women. Yeah, look, we had a great time. This is our last day here. And I was adamant about recording this episode. Unfortunately, Logan's not in it. Steven's not in it. And
wake all their asses up.
And Kyle is pass out. But here's Zach.
This is Zach speaking. Here,
so we're all sitting there. We're at one bar, literally just sitting outside doing nothing, which is okay to get the night started like that. And at one point, we're all like, all right, it's time to get greasy. Like, let's get up. Let's go.
We've been greasy all day.
We're trying to get greasy. And then everybody gets up. We had a couple ferns stuck, rooted deep in these chairs outside. Couldn't get them to move.
Right.
We'd leave, and the motherfuckers were stuck. We come back. Hey, why are you guys not coming? Well, hey, man, why don't we just sit outside? Nah, you want to sit outside? Gosh. You go home, you sit on the balcony. You just want to sit outside, drink a beer, you go home, you go on the balcony.
Exactly.
We're here to get greased up. You know what I'm saying?
We could still be out there right now.
We wasted a fucking hour walking back and forth and through a 30-foot-long fucking line just trying to get everybody grouped for one. What happened? When we all decided to get greasy,
Kyle almost got knocked out by titties.
Yeah.
Super fucking fun.
Dude, Kyle got...
Kyle got knocked out by titties.
It's about to go down. Shit,
Landon just entered.
It's about to go down. I want to hear what Landon has to say.
Harrison's already kind of has some heated little backstory. Harrison already kind of wants to. Let Harry take over.
All right, here. I'm gonna allow Cooper to talk before I contribute. Here's Cooper, and then Landon just entered the building.
So shit may go down, lads. We're going to have to keep it clean and secure.
Keep it clean. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, I gotta make it explicit. So it's all explicit.
We're going to keep it clean. Okay, so shout out to Kyle.
For real. Shout out to Kyle.
Seriously. Shout out to Kyle. He's getting married. He's getting married in November.
Where's Kyle?
He's late to the podcast.
He's right there. Oh,
Kyle. He made it. It's all that matters. Yeah. He got home. He stumbled a couple times. But hey, we came here to all spend some time together to celebrate Kyle.
Yep.
And guess what? We let Kyle celebrate. Kyle definitely celebrated. So,
did you enjoy New Orleans?
I did enjoy New Orleans. Yeah. No, we got to see some things that besides bourbon, and that's what you got to go to Magazine Street. Shout out to the locals.
Shout out to the locals.
So back to what I was saying in terms of them, like what Zach was saying. So essentially, we got very, you know, we start pre-gaming on Frenchman Street, which were, you know, majority of older people go that are tired of Bourbon Street. But Zach was here on the second day, not the first day. He was anxious to go back to Bourbon Street because we had a great time on the night that he arrived. And, you know, by the time that we got extremely drunk, aka Grease, I was like, all right, well, let's convince everybody to go back to Bourbon Street because essentially that's where the party is the most active. And there's, you know, a few people or at least a couple people that were very reluctant in terms of leaving their seats. And that was Logan Bennett and Steven. My thing is like, if you're just going to sit there at the chair and just refuse to go to Bourbon Street with us, just make it obvious, make it apparent, say what you actually want to say in terms of that you want to go to this older jazz bar where, you know, early 30-year-old people to middle-aged 30 to 40-year-old people were going. Just go, just say that you want to go there. But instead that he just sat his ass at the chair and was telling us, let's just hang out here, essentially. And I was like, no, because not just Zach, but the majority of us want to go back to Bourbon Street because guess what? It is our last night in New Orleans, and we don't even know if we're gonna come back here. This is part of the reason why I'm making this episode for episode 29, because this is a special exclusive episode, not just because Kyle's getting married in November. This is his bachelor party, but this is literally all of us in New Orleans, and I don't know if we're ever gonna, you know, experience this experience ever again. So if anybody wants to partake, go ahead.
First of all, I just want to say, shout out Kyle, like I said before. Yeah, much love to his family and his soon-to-be wife, Stephanie. You know, wish you guys the best. And we good here?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Sorry, we had a little miscommunication there. Let me get back to what I was saying. I want to say, you know, thank you for being a good friend, Kyle, for, you know, what, 12 years. You know, I'd do anything for you. Got sauced up, got pretty greased up. I think it went pretty well.
Yeah, it went pretty well.
We got a lot of spotters.
Yeah.
A lot of spotters. I mean, we're 10, 15 deep.
What happened to you? At first to rank two.
Landon, shut up.
Corey's chiming in. He's asking me a question. This is Tyler Rich speaking, by the way.
Hey, Corey, get in.
Wait, Corey, what'd you say?
Yo, so, like, which night was the best, guys? Night one, two, I mean,
y'all guys. Thursday night, Friday night, or Saturday?
For y'all, which night was the best?
You? What about
you? Start off. I mean, Friday night, I was fine. I mean, Friday night was chill.
Friday night was actually very lit. That was
which
like that we're running to the lane,
okay, right? I'm yeah, okay. So day two came back early. I wouldn't have come back early. Yeah, looking back, I wouldn't have come back early.
Yeah, I think day two. This night was night was very special. Was it was raining. We're running through, you know, the Gulf of Mexico, tropical storms, trying to get to Fat Cats, which was a bar that we solidified from day one and day two. But I think day two was the most special, and I think overall we all had the great, you know, the best experience for Friday night, because this is Saturday night, and but overall great night, you know. I'm not gonna criticize.
What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was making out with that girl from Kentucky. Other than that, you know, round of applause on that. Other than that though, Landon, shut up. Other than that, I think just cherishing work, you know, that all of us are buying drinks for Kyle. All of us are buying drinks for each other, and buying these test tubes that these women are motorboating their titties, you know, in terms of trying to gain a tip for us. There's a lot of alcohol involved. There's a lot of, you know, this city is riddled with drugs, a lot of heroin addicts, you know. Actually, like, in reality, this city is actually pretty sad. The city, in my opinion, is, like, very depressing. And, yeah, as we talk to natives, you know, and never, you know, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, from 2005, Hurricane Katrina happened, and they haven't fully recovered from Katrina, but... They're trying to come back, you know. They're trying to come back from Katrina, and honestly, the people are extremely nice. The overall, like, white people, black people, the black people are extremely nice here, especially the black women. Everyone we talk to just overall have been very friendly with us, and that has been an incentive. Shout out to Andre Levitt. Hey, what was it about Andre? Andre Lovett. He's going to blow up. This guy is mad talented. The subculture here, in comparison to the rest of the United States, the music, the gastronomy, you know, the food, everything here is just very special, very unique. Steven just woke up. I don't know if he's going to contribute to the podcast, but we're live. What's up, Steven? Yeah, he's going to the restroom. But, yeah, it is 3 a.m., and yeah, guys, you know, I've had a blast. So, this is not going to happen ever again. You know, I wish it would, but I don't think this is going to happen ever again.
You don't think we come back?
It may happen. Like, I think we're all going to rendezvous and rally up together, but in terms of, like, being in...
All right,
here's Landon. Landon, you want to say something?
Here's Landon.
Hey. Say something, Landon. Come on.
Is that Devontae?
Hey. So what's up? What were we talking about?
New Orleans.
Oh, we had a blast. Frenchman Street, lit. Bourbon Street,
lit.
You're going to get fucking lost out there.
What was your favorite night? Thursday, Friday, or Saturday?
Favorite night? Shit, bro.
The night when your phone died?
Man, Friday night was fucking dumb lit. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, day two.
Day two was dumb lit.
Day two was dumb lit for him.
Day three, I got fucking lost. That alcohol hit me sideways. I went cross-eyed for sure.
Yes.
How do you get lost with a phone? That's a good fucking like
question. I made it back. Yeah. Hey, made it back on my own out here.
The fact that you're like,
I was chopping up with a crackhead, bro.
Was he cool?
cool as fuck.
Yeah, bro. See, even crackheads were
dude, cool. We're getting down on his personal life shit, and we're cracking down to, like, what the meaning of real life means, bro. And it don't matter who you are. You're still a fucking human.
That's a fact. Okay.
You hear me?
Okay, but are you going to let
you
him hit
you're still mean in life, and I met a crackhead, and he was fucking solid as fuck. And I respect that guy for a different level.
Did you have
that? That's respect. I mean, that's respectable. A lot of people look down.
No, like he, this guy was level-headed, and he knew what. This guy had. Hey, this guy struggled with schizophrenia. So, and you, who do you know who struggles with schizophrenia? That's like something hard to deal with, and I felt him. Like everyone here. Dealt with some mental issues, but yeah, no I can't even speak it's fucking English right now.
Tyler, you want to sit? I know you're talking to your wife right now, but yeah, I mean, to follow up from what Landa said, you know, everyone's still human, regardless if you're a drug addict living on the streets or if you're making six figures in a white collar job. You know, it doesn't matter. Everyone still pisses, poops, everyone breathes, everyone has blood. Everyone's still human at the end of the day. And that's, you know. But no, but seriously, though, like, you know, coming to this city in New Orleans, like, there's a lot of personalities. There's a lot of characters. There's a gritty city.
You're not going to find anyone different in this city.
Yeah. No, you're not going to find anyone, you know, super.
Every person is a character.
Yeah, everyone's different. That's what he meant. No one's the same here. Everyone's literally. This is a true city.
I've seen the mime dude like 20 times.
This is a city.
You know what I'm talking about.
This is a city.
Little stick man walking.
New Orleans is a prime example of showing that everyone is wired differently. Everyone is literally different. Doesn't matter who you are. This is a prime example of it. So I'm gonna pass the mic to Tyler. He has something to say.
At 504 over there.
Yeah, you know, people say, you know, Austin is weird and, right. You know, whatever. You go down there and it's dirty,
this
whatever.
Is Austin
this is, I mean, it's Austin. Yeah, like Landon is saying, Austin-esque, but I'm not. I feel like there's actual true grit to the city in a way and actual history. You know, I mean, of course, Austin has history, but, you know, New Orleans, I don't know. There's almost a sense of security in a way. You know, I mean, yeah, sure, you can fall for suckers. Yeah, you can fall for suckers or whatever. I mean, but if you're just a straight idiot, you got to be a straight idiot to fall for shit around here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. Like, the guy that asked me about my shoes, like, at the end of the day, he's not taking my shoes.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck?
You know, so, but Landon's big-ass mouth is talking pretty much the whole damn time I'm talking. So, you know, like I said, I appreciate Harry having me on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
You know, I haven't talked too much on this podcast, but like Landon said, mental health is real. And I don't care if you're a boy, girl, what you know, whatever. You better talk about it with your friends, family. You know, if you need to cry, cry. If you need to cry, cry. And you're a dude, don't be afraid to do it. If you need to talk to your friends about something that you're going through, talk to them about it. This shit's real. So, this toxic masculinity bullshit is bullshit. So, you know, I'd like to talk, you know, but, I don't know if you guys can hear me, but the toxic masculinity is pretty, it's pretty ridiculous. But you know, like I said, don't be afraid, you know, if you're a male out there, you know, to feel emotion or be afraid around your friends to be emotional.
Hello?
You know, we're around. We see the shit. We just saw the shit on the streets. We saw the shit on the streets. We saw how many people walking around. Two guys that were, you know, on the ground. Like, what? 400 people and two guys that are on the ground. Like, we don't know what's going on. You know? But, you know, I just want to talk more about what Landon said. I wanted to push more on what Landon said because I liked what he said. So, yeah, I'm sorry I went off on a tangent. But I think Zach has something he wants to say.
I got small.
So, there you go. Thank you again, Harry. I appreciate it.
I didn't really have much to say. I was just going to say that the difference in
Landon, Austin. Shut up. If I was a bitch, I had good aerials.
Let him talk. We're live, bro.
Go, Zach.
We're live, and I don't give a fuck.
The only thing I was going to say is that the difference I feel like between Austin and Sears, Austin is people that aren't.
Go. You're not going to be able to.
You can't talk.
I'm telling you. You're
the only saying. Difference I feel like is Austin is people that aren't weird but want to be weird. And these motherfuckers here are weird. Like, they're actually weird.
Like, yeah, they don't have to try.
No, they're not trying to be weird. They're not dudes like, I wonder if I look crazy in these pink pants. No, this dude literally just bought them because he likes them.
Yeah, but everyone, that's the NPC.
That's fucking Oblivion NPC.
I just fucking pink pants. Logan.
I don't know.
Logan's got the pink pants. Steven got shorts. The. I mean, Harry's rocking the dangles.
Right.
Pink. Oh, yeah.
So Kyle was on the ground.
I don't know. Logan, Logan will rock some pink.
Yeah. This. All right. So.
Zach got more to say than that.
All right. Seems like you got more to say, buddy. What else you got to say, loudmouth?
You got more to say, loudmouth?
What's up? Bring a topic. We're gonna get cracking in this bitch.
New Orleans. Okay. What do you think about Kyle and Kyle's dash
part? Oh, I didn't even get to answer your question.
Yeah, bro.
So Kyle, this is the most grease I've seen Kyle.
Hands down.
This fool fell in a puddle. I don't know if y'all saw that shit.
He got caught in a foot trap, bro.
Dude, we're in a rainstorm. He got caught in a puddle. Slip fall. Bust ass in a puddle, bro.
This fool fell 100% sideways.
And every time I put my arm around him, puddle, it was a fucking grease ball. It was so fucking nasty, bro.
Oh, God. He fell in a puddle.
Yeah, that was on the way there. On the way there.
No, he literally.
Was he not literally?
This was today.
He fell, was like this.
No, he was.
Today?
He was.
Oh, yeah, y'all were running.
He was skinny dipping in that fucking puddle like his birthday or some shit.
Bro,
I'm
trying to.
Hey, what did Stephanie say? Devontae said something about Stephanie, tripping over an ebony size.
Yo, we got
to
have Lenny's aunt below us. She's letting us rent out the Airbnb.
This episode got to be deleted.
No,
it's a true episode.
Dude.
No, it's the true episode.
I smelled that chick knockout from a mile away, bro.
Bro, all I know is I smelled some.
What do you got to say, Cooper?
Yeah, Cooper, you bought him.
Mm-hmm. He went Tulane.
Yeah, so. Honestly, day two was the best day. Day two was the best day. I've never seen a grown man willingly get whipped by Catwoman. No, he got domination. BDSM. Yeah. No. I think Kyle really came into final form on this trip. And yeah, no, his life is going to be changed after this one. So. Shout out to Kyle. Yeah. He did get knocked out by some big old knockers.
Imagine a
swing. Dude, yeah. But I swear, Kyle can really just Kyle's a good guy to celebrate. It really is. He's a really easy guy to celebrate. So shout out to him. I mean, we wouldn't be here without Kyle.
Capricorn's the shit.
And it sounds like Landon's keep going here.
Let me say this.
All right, give it to Harry. All
right.
Part two is coming soon. We're at 29 minutes because every segment ends at 30 minutes. But yeah, part two is starting in 3, 2, 1. Okay. What's up, guys? This is episode 29. New Orleans with the group RTDT for Kyle's bachelor party. Sorry that there's a lot of outside noise. Everyone's extremely drunk. It is 3:20 in the morning. Cooper was talking about Kyle. Speaking of that, let's follow up from what Cooper said. Let's all speak about why Kyle is our best friend and why what it means for us to be here in New Orleans contributing to this bachelor party. So I'm going to start with Tyler.
I don't know where to start with Kyle. I mean, he's literally been, I mean, self-proclaimed leader of RTDT. You know, at the end of the day, I'll always give him shit about that. Stop fucking stomping, motherfucker, and let me speak.
Yeah, come on, Landon.
Show some fucking respect.
Yeah, bro.
Sorry, guys. I had to go off on that one. Just got to let Landon know. This guy's too sauced up over there.
Yeah, he's super sauced.
So, let me restart. Kyle's always been there no matter what. And everybody in this room can attest to that.
Yeah.
No matter what, I've seen him do everything for his family, for Stephanie, for those kids. I've, you know, for his sister, for his niece,
yeah.
For his mother, for his father. You know, I mean, I really can't say, you know, I'm not ever going to put somebody over anybody else, but, you know, Kyle's an extremely solid guy.
Yeah.
And I've known him, you know, for a long time. And, you know, I think we'll always be friends no matter what, you know, and I'm very happy that I get to be a groomsman. I mean, this is, you know, it's
an honor.
It's an honor. Yeah. Thank you, Ari. It's an honor. It's pretty surreal, and I'm happy for you, Kyle. And I'm happy that, you know, we're here in New Orleans. Man, it's been a crazy trip. I just can't wait until you wake up and you see these videos of yourself, buddy.
Yeah.
Cause, you got knocked out. Yeah. You got knocked out by some triple H's.
Yeah.
Some triple H's and,
triple Z's.
Triple Z's. Ebony banged. But no, for real, I love you, Kyle. And, you know, I told you I'd stick with you the whole night, and I did. I made sure you got home safe. You know, we all made sure you got home safe. And we got you, bro. So I don't know who's going next, but thank you for having me, Harry.
Corey,
like
next.
I said, this is New Orleans, and this is awesome. You know, it's a great city. Anybody that wants to come here and, you know, is hesitant about coming here, I would say don't be hesitant. Just come here and have a good time. Enjoy it. You're going to meet NPC Oblivion characters everywhere you go.
Yeah, there's some
Red Dead Redemption, yeah. GTA characters. Yeah. Everybody's on their own shit.
Yeah, really.
But you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
Just don't be a sucker.
Don't be a sucker and don't get into people's business.
Yeah, like Harry said, just mind your business, move along. Business.
That goes
move along, bro. Be cool, be courteous. Hey, and that's it. T-Rish signing out. Right, I'll be back around.
All right, here's Corey's turn.
This is I'm sorry. This is Colonel Corey is up.
So yeah, if you're coming to New Orleans and you're not doing test tubes, right. You're not actually doing New Orleans. That's a fact.
I'm fucking greased.
I have not seen a pair of titties knock a dude out until tonight. It is. I wasn't ready for the final SmackDown. Oh, I need to be closer. I wasn't ready for the final SmackDown on the
fucking, Triple H.
I mean,
that's different when you talk.
Not the Sky Uppercut, but man, what's the fucking? Up, wasn't ready for.
Fist.
Wasn't ready for that.
Fist.
And the hammer, dropping the hammer on him.
Yeah,
the hammer fucking.
Like
yeah. Oh yeah. No, Kyle said that no one's that forceful with him ever, and those were Gus' quote. I think the whipping was pretty, dude.
Oh,
I honestly thought that bitch had way
gosh.
Better aim than that. Like, I can't believe you sit out there and whip people all day and you can't hit them in a good spot.
Hey.
Cause that shit,
hey,
she just smacked him on the stomach.
Hey,
I was like, oh, what? I was like, that's not where I thought he was gonna get hit.
You look at Kyle's back, you'd be like, damn, that bitch need guacamole on that.
Bro, he honestly does it like a tortilla.
It does.
I'm not. Right. That's no lie.
That's
funny. That's funny.
But overall, what does it mean for you to be here in New Orleans for a bachelor party?
What was another answer? Can someone tell me their answer and all?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean,
it was a good time. It was a good time.
He's been a solid rock for.
It was a good time. I'm glad Kyle got to get super fucked up. I mean, he made it back. No one, he didn't throw up. You know.
He's not.
I thought, dude. I was like, this fool is pretty out of it, but he survived. So it's good. It was a good weekend. I'm glad Kyle had fun.
Weekend.
That's the most important thing.
Right now he needs to be.
The wedding will be fun. The wedding should
be
fun.
I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, for sure. So, Landon,
pass
your turn.
Bitch.
There you go.
Landon,
you got to move a little bit. It can't go that far.
Speak in the mic, Landon.
Right here.
Roger, roger.
What do you have to say? What does it mean for you to be here for Kyle's bachelor party?
So, let me begin. Kyle? Where's that, Kyle? That's the homie since fucking sixth grade.
Talking.
Oh my god. Yeah. Are you not fucked up?
I am fucked up.
Yeah, day three didn't get hairy like day two.
I'm sauce, but this
bro,
guy,
so are you driving the whole way back?
Yes.
I can say 100 things about Kyle.
I'm driving
solid. That drive sucks. I will say the drive down is not a good one.
My ass.
Imagine if you had bought a ticket to fly here and you missed your flight and then you didn't drive down. It would suck.
Who are you talking about?
Jacob.
Shut up.
Jacob Ball.
Yeah, no, honestly, I mean, I didn't. Kyle, this is what Kyle said. I'll straight quote Kyle on it. He was like, I mean, if I missed my flight and I went and got new tires, I would be like on the road. He's like, if he wanted to be here, he could drive here and get
especially
here.
Discount tire.
And I was like, I was like,
I was on in 20, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, and that's true. He could have drove down here. I didn't think he was going to. I think Jake is very like, ah, damn, like that shit didn't work out. Unfortunate, but it was fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
It was
worth the
9 hours.
Of
driving, man.
Yeah, it was fun. Kyle got pretty throw tonight. Kyle got throw pretty much every night. Kyle's got some unreal moves. He'll act like he's fixing his hay.
Yeah,
Kyle got greased up for sure.
He got greased.
Oh man, but it's a lot of walking. If you like walking, this is this town for you,
dude. It is.
There's shout out to Harrison for picking us up when we were in the rain.
Yep.
We ran through the rain. That was pretty lit.
Yeah, we ran through
the
rain,
bro. We got soaked.
Ran and danced. Kyle was dancing on poles in the rain. Don't let him forget about that one.
But. Overall, good place to chill out.
Yeah, definitely a unique city.
But our friends don't get up until, like, you know, 1, so we have other friends who get up early and they want to go out and do shit, which, you know, we were able to go out and do shit and make it back in time to do shit with the people. Hit Turtle Bay twice. Fire.
Fire, shout out to that bar.
Fire for not being busy.
Yeah.
Don't come to a town like New Orleans and try to get reservations if you have a party of 11.
Yeah, really. Yeah, no.
Last minute. Mambo's was stupid. Stupid ham.
Yeah, Mambo's came through.
And Harry's on the mic. Here you go. Here you
go. Oh.
Well, guys, all right. Well, I got Cooper to contribute. I had Tyler to contribute. I had Zach to contribute. I had Landon to contribute. I had Corey to contribute. Kyle's asleep to the left of us on the couch. Logan and
I don't know. I checked. I'm sorry. I didn't. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I checked his pulse. It's a faint pulse. I mean, he's alive.
He's alive.
But he's, you know, I mean, he got knocked out by titties.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get knocked out by a Triple H titties. I mean, this guy looked. I mean, come on, this guy really looked like he was seeing stars after that first knockout. She was, and then she made him deep throw a cock.
Yeah, yeah,
a cock shot.
Yeah.
Excuse my language for the. You know, if you're young and listening, you're not supposed to be listening. First of all, but if you are, I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, he got knocked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, as you know, follow up for what Tyler said. Listen, I mean, everything that happened from day one, day two, day three are like, listen, like it was only what 72 hours in total of being in the city, but overall, you know, we've had a blast. It's been a great experience. It was worth the 9-hour drive. It was worth, you know, taking time off. You know, 3 months prior, requesting off, notifying, you know, my assistant managers and my GM. It was worth it, man, because, you know, this guy's, you know, he's all of our best friends. We're anxious for the wedding in November. And, you know, we love this guy, man. And for, you know, I don't care if Devontae's not contributing or, you know, Logan and Steven are asleep. You know, they would contribute, you know, but, you know, they're off, you know, asleep or doing their thing, whatever, they're in their room. But, you know, it's
what is it? It's
20 more minutes.
Yeah, it's 3:30 in the morning. I mean, we can essentially go for 20 more minutes, but I'm just gonna, you know, say this. Overall, great experience. One of the, you know, I've traveled a lot, you know, overseas, all throughout United States during, you know, doing road trips with my dad and my brother when I was younger, and I have not experienced New Orleans, and this city's one of a kind. Like, seriously, from what my dad said when he went when he was in his 40s, when he was working in the government and he was here for Halloween, he would always reference back to, you know, how great of experience it was. He wouldn't say he would go back, but he would always remember that weekend in New Orleans when he was like 44 years old or something. But now I can see why he said that. Now I can see why, and I'm glad I did it now that we're all 25 years old. And we did it not just because, you know, we're younger, but we did it because we did it for a special reason, which is our best friend bachelor's party. And you can see other, you know, group of people, specifically women, they're here for a bachelorette party because their friend's getting married. So it was kind of funny just seeing like other groups of people from other walks of life, from other regions of the United States here specifically for the same reason. So that was kind of cool seeing that in that regard. But yeah, guys, listen, if you're still listening, we're 40 minutes deep. This is the Harry Dank Show.
Great show.
We're all sauced up. Yeah. You know, this is a little loosey goosey. We're all just chopping up. We're having fun. You know, if you're still enjoying this episode, this is not as formal as I try to make it be, but it's kind of hard when it's 3:30 and everyone's
a lot of dipshits.
You know, Landon's interrupting. Everyone's intoxicated. You know, I try to make it as structured as possible, but you know, it is what it is. But overall, I have, you know, majority of my best friends here. We're all contributing. I told myself from episode 27, episode 28, that I was adamant about uploading and publishing this episode for episode 29, specifically in this city of New Orleans. And we leave back to Dallas, Fort Worth. We're going back to North Texas tomorrow. And you know, listen, like I said, this is one of the most, or honestly, I haven't been in New York City. I've been to a lot of cities, you know, the Bay Area. I still love the Bay Area. Miami's cool. Seattle's cool. But this city is literally like its own world. Like, I don't know how to explain it. This city is like, when you talk about a subculture, this is a true, true subculture. But yeah, overall, great time. You know, I can talk about this so much on my podcast, but I don't think it would really, truly transition, like, or correlate to what we actually, like, vividly saw as we were walking through and experiencing the city. But as Zach showing his ball sack through the window, I'm trying to focus, guys. But yeah, like, listen, God bless all the drug addicts. God bless all the white collar people, all the rich Cajuns. God bless everybody here, from the black, Creole, white people, everyone here. The city is amazing. So one last thing, and then we'll wrap this up. Tyler, you want to say something before we wrap this up? Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say, you know, New Orleans is definitely one of a kind of a city.
Yeah.
And it is definitely a subculture of its own. Like you said, man, it is, it's got some eerie vibes to it almost in a way. It almost feels like Halloween every single night.
Dude, it really does.
Kind of weird. It may sound stupid. I know, you know, I'm a little drunk, but
it really does kind of feel creepy. But in a good way, though.
Yeah.
You know, not in a scary way. I don't want to scare anyone out there. But I mean, three-day plays. If you're coming out here for a three-day play, you got to be ready.
Yeah, definitely practice.
Is it going?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, cool. I'm sorry. We had an interruption a little bit. But yeah, 3-day plays.
You better be ready. Yeah. Bring your Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Don't let a fucker named Zach
deflate your air mattress.
Yeah.
After Cooper blows it up with his lungs for 30 minutes. True story. But yeah, seriously. I guess, you know, this is a New Orleans episode.
It is a New
slash
Orleans.
Kyle episode.
Exactly.
Kyle Bachelor Party Kyle episode.
Yep, yep.
So, you know, love you, Kyle. Love the rest of you guys. Shout out to all the followers, you know, whoever's still listening, you know, whoever new listeners. You know, my name's Tyler Risch. Known Harrison forever, and I really haven't gotten to say a lot on this podcast, but you know, I've known Harrison for since fifth grade, and you know, this guy's never gonna be away. You know, we're always gonna be around. I'm always gonna be around. I'll be here on this. You'll be seeing me.
Yeah, of course. We're not gonna go away.
But yeah, I just want to, you know, Harry's a good guy. Thank you for having me on the podcast. You're doing good things, Harry. And
thank you.
Love you, bro.
Yeah, love you too, bro.
And I'm going to pass the mic to Cooper. He wants to, you know, say something before we wrap this up.
So this one's about the friends that we have here. So I just want to give a shout out to everybody that came out.
Yes, sir.
Shout out Steven. Shout out Logan. It was fun riding. Shout out Zach for driving out here.
Yeah.
From the bayou to the bayou.
Exactly, yeah.
And I mean, Devontae, I've never seen Devontae want to go back into a bar before. Right. But
damn.
We saw that. Shout out to Landon for being an absolute wall licker smooth brain.
To put it nicely.
Shout out to Garrett. Shout out to Garrett. Garrett is seriously something else. That is a dude I never thought I'd be a friend with, but that's a good dude.
Yeah,
that's a good guy.
It's a good guy.
Oh yeah, Garrett as well. Forgot to mention.
Shout out to Colonel Corey.
Yeah.
I mean, without him, this really wouldn't be possible. He really kind of got the ball rolling on New Orleans. So
shout out to that.
So shout out to Colonel.
Shout out to the Colonel for that.
Yeah. Got to give a shout out to Tyler. That's my boy. That's my fellow baby daddy. My fellow baby daddy.
Yeah.
We lay it down.
We're shooting targets, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bullseyes only.
Fertile. Harry doesn't get it.
One day.
Yeah, no, seriously. It's been a one heck of a time. The live music here is unlike anything I've ever experienced. Yeah, like, if you like live music, seriously, New Orleans is... It'll get your feet moving.
Yeah, really
it'll get your feet moving.
Yeah.
So, great time. The city's full of history. It's absolutely beautiful. Tyler's right. It's got an eerie feel, but hey, it feels like home in a way.
Yeah, really, dude.
It feels like home in a way.
I think that eerie feeling was just the hair.
No, it's.
But at the end of the day, I got to give a shout out to my boy Harry too. Last but not least, the one and only. The creator of this podcast. I mean, I wouldn't be talking on a mic without him. So shout out to him. He is the Gorilla Glue.
The Gorilla Glue. Stupid.
Sometimes it's not dry and shit gets sticky. But at the end of the day, he holds it down. So shout out to him. It's been a great time. And I mean, we'll do something again. We'll all do something again. It's going to be a while for another bachelor party, probably.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, when the time comes, time will come. And
yeah.
I just want to say shout out to literally everybody here. I love you all very deeply. And I think Harry needs to close this one out, but peace and love.
Well, to follow up from what Cooper said, you know, we're going to wrap this up. Everyone contributed to what they were wanting to say. Love everyone that's here. I'm going to re-listen to what, you know, I'm going to re-listen to this episode, see. Either or, I'm going to publish this. But either or, you know, this is a very special, unique episode. This city's very special and unique of itself. We're probably going to rendezvous. Everyone's going to rally up for Kyle's wedding in November. In terms of everyone else, you know, being in one episode, I don't know when that's going to happen again, but you know, hopefully it'll happen soon in the future. But you know, I was just anxious to make this episode somehow, some way, and we're doing it now at 3:30 in the morning. But with that being said, we love you, Kyle. We love New Orleans. It was a great experience. It's our last day here. We're back to Texas, the good old Lone Star State. I don't know if we'll live here in New Orleans, but we definitely will embrace the culture. We love the people here. I appreciate everyone that has contributed to this episode, let alone this podcast overall. And as I said, you know, as I mentioned earlier from my fewer episodes that I published these last few weeks, you know, regardless of the plays, because that's what I was so like self-conscious about whenever I first started this episode, was just seeing how much plays I can get, you know, in a short span of time. But now it's just like, fuck that, you know, fuck the views. Let me just consistently upload, because that's what's going to ultimately come through. Because if I just keep uploading and I just stay consistent, you know, ultimately that's gonna benefit me in the long run. Instead of just, you know, nitpicking how many views I get per episode. But with that being said, you know, we love Kyle Kessler. He's gonna get married in November. And yeah, guys, New Orleans, and we did it. We fucked shit up. 3 days. Last thing to say, you better pregame. You better become an alcoholic before you walk in the streets of here if you want to experience the streets here, because this place does not fuck around. Like, seriously. Like, I've been drinking the last few months, and this place has kicked my ass. Yeah, one last thing.
Yeah, sorry. One last thing. If I see my – first of all, like I said, I've known Kyle for a long time. I've never seen him so sauced where he's walking like a wet noodle. I literally could not control this guy. Yeah, and like I said, he fell into plants, you know, floor
holes,
potholes, puddles, sewage holes.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy's everywhere. Yeah. You know, so like I said, you know, or like Harry said, city's not for everyone if you're not a drinker. Yeah. If you're not a drinker, you know, I mean, I don't know why you'd come here.
Yeah, really.
So, I'm sorry to whoever lives here, you know, respect to the city.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't live here.
Yeah.
But it's a 3-day play, and
yeah,
you got to be ready.
Fuck shit up and dip.
Yeah. So don't do hard drugs. Stay away from heroin. Stay away from fentanyl. Stay away from drugs that will permanently fry your brain. But we're still going to contradict that by saying get drunk, be experienced by getting drunk, because, you know, obviously in society, you know, alcohol is legal, and they take that to an advantage to a huge extent here in the city. And that's an understatement. But, you know, I'm going to wrap this up. This is episode 29. This is Harry Dank. You're listening to The Harry Dank Show. We are in New Orleans, Louisiana. We have experienced Bourbon Street, French Quarters, Frenchman Street, Blase Blah. You know, I might start speaking French or a dirty French after leaving this damn state. But overall, you know, I love everyone. I love everyone that has contributed to this podcast, specifically this episode as well. And I'll see you guys soon. Episode 30 is coming soon. We are about to hit 30 episodes, guys. So we love you, Kyle. So Roger out. Yeah. Later, guys. Thank you for listening, and new content's coming soon. Bye, guys.